This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide is brought to you by the World Boxing Council, the WBC.
And now, the host of the longest running fight show in radio and internet history.
I rode with him. I know what an idiot this guy is.
Pedro Fernandez.
Hey, Pedro, how you doing? And good evening to everybody out there listening to the show.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar sports byline studios. Check it. This is it. Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated but hardly duplicated. 37. No, make that 38 plus years now. Of cock knocking out all bums. Who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio eras. Now I've taken over WBC TV, YouTube, bottom line is I'm all over the place, but this is your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, 37, as I said, 38 plus years now of knocking out the competition. Ring Talk Live Worldwide comes to you Saturdays and Sundays at 11 a.m. Pacific time on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM, Satellite Radio, like a thousand other internet platforms. And of course, WBC TV is coming to you live on the WBC page there on Facebook. Let me turn down my headphones a little bit here. But bottom line is, this is your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. Today we'll celebrate the life of Emanuel Stewart, of course, the retired gold father. Actually retired because he's in heaven. He's left us. I'm talking about, of course, Emanuel Stewart, the man that ran the Kronk Gym, the HBO analyst, the heavyweight champion of trainers, without a doubt, for a long time. But we'll talk about him in death and celebrate his life with Richard Sloan. And I hope to bring in, I keep pushing for these guys, but the bottom line is I've got a couple guys I want to bring in here. We'll see if they pick up the phone. But Richard Sloan's supposed to pick up the phone. Richard, if you don't pick up the phone, we're going to dog you on the air. And, of course, Richard is like one of the greatest boxing artists in the history of all history. You know, like there's Leroy Newman, who was like the greatest writer, this artist of the 70s and 80s as far as boxing was concerned. And now Richard Sloan's the king. So we'll talk with Richard Sloan about Emanuel Stewart. We'll bring in Jesse James Leha. It's his birthday, of course. We'll talk with Larry Merchant about Emanuel Stewart as well. Lots of things to talk about. Last night, of course, what's up with Joe Goosen losing fights now? Of course, the trainer extraordinaire. At one point in time, he was like almost unbeatable. Not anymore. Boots Anderson, winner last night. All kinds of things to talk about on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Text me, 415-532-4867. The text number, once again, 415-532-4867. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide on WBC TV, a.k.a. VTV.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
This is J.D. Sharp. I've been developing a revolutionary sports handicapping service, and you can be a part of the beta. Sign up at BetUS.com with a deposit of as little as $50 and use the promo code SHARPBETTING. Email a screenshot of your account to WorldwideSharp@gmail.com and I'll reply personally with my plays. My NFL record this season was an industry best 72-33, and this is the only way to know all my plays the moment I make them. Let's keep making money together.
Join me, Marty Terrell, weeknights on the overnight and Saturday nights as well. The world of sports. We do pop culture, music, movies, travel. Something for everyone on Claim Doc, Sports Overnight America, across the country and around the world. iHeartRadio, the American Forces Radio Network. And when it comes to our podcast, you can get our entire podcast of all the shows available wherever you get your favorite podcast. Sports Overnight America, presented by Claim Doc here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
It doesn't faze me what anyone says about me. It doesn't matter what anyone says about me. You know what I mean? I'm a totally different entity what other people think. Michael and Tyson are two different people. I'm Tyson here. To my children and my wife, I'm Mike and Daddy, but I'm Tyson here. Tyson's nothing. Tyson's just a freak. Tyson's just somebody that generates a ton of money. No one knows me. No one has any kind of consideration for my feelings, my pain, or anything I've ever been through in my life.
I'm looking in the glass, the impeccable one is just shaking his head, putting his hand, hey, you know, what can I say? Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. Last night, Jaron Ennis, of course, the future star of the 147-pound division in the minds of many. Of course, the kid comes from the city of brotherly love, I believe, Philadelphia. Of course, Jaron Ennis now undefeated. Of course, drops Roman Villa in the, well, the 10th round last night. It was a pretty one-sided fight. I think Villa won the 5th round on all three scorecards of the three judges, and he might have won the second round, I think, on one scorecard. But the bottom line is, it was a bit of a rout. Ennis, of course, a 10-1 favorite coming in. I thought that Villa was a live underdog, so I called Johnny Signorella, and I said to him, I said, Johnny Sig, he'll be on in a little while. I said, Johnny Sig, is the Colombian a live dog or just a dog? And he goes, unfortunately, I think he's just a dog. And you know what? He wasn't a dog. He tried the entire time. It was just a different level. I mean, one guy's like on the A level. The other guy's maybe a B-plus or a B-minus level, this and that. And when you see the different levels in professional boxing, it was obviously apparent last night when Ennis took apart Villa, of course. Ennis still undefeated now, calling out the winner of the July 29th bout, because of course, between Terrence Crawford, the undefeated lad from Omaha, Nebraska, or that lady from Hawaiian Airlines, whatever that was, that airline that wanted Sun World Airlines. You want to get a free ticket to Omaha? I said, yeah, okay, I'm ready to get off the plane. It wasn't Omaha, Hawaii. It was like Omaha, Nebraska. So I passed on that one, got back on the plane. Good old Sun World Airlines. They went bankrupt. Anyway, the bottom line, the bottom line is, you know, you look at the entire... It was a good night of boxing last night. It just was. I mean, DAZN had boxing, ESPN had boxing, and of course, Ennis had basically taken the mantle at 147 pounds, because I think that in some points he's more active than the other two guys are. I'm talking about Terrence Crawford and Errol Spence. In other words, we saw what he can do. Of course, Spence and Crawford are going to hook it up on the 29th, and this is long overdue. One guy's 35, the other guy's 32. Imagine that, being 30. Imagine Muhammad Ali, or we'll talk welterweights, Ray Leonard and Thomas Hearns, waiting to the age of 35 for a defining fight. I mean, 37 fights into his career, he hasn't got a defining fight yet. I'm talking about Terrence Bud Crawford. Errol Spence, he's sort of an unknown commodity. I mean, he's a bigger guy. He should probably win this fight. I mean, he's fighting a guy that's probably maybe a weight class or two weight classes smaller than him in natural size. We're talking about, of course, Bud Crawford made his debut at 135 pounds, stepped up to 140. Now he's at 147. But, you know, he's mean. And that's an intangible that we haven't talked about, the meanness. And, you know, I mean, Omaha, Nebraska, I don't know if it's got a hood in it, but definitely Terrence Crawford's got some hood in him. Okay, he just does. He gets mean. He gets a nice guy at the convention. See, why are you signing autographs? Man, that bell rings. Look out. He's ready to take out your mother, okay? That's just the way it is. Spence, on the other hand, getting tossed out of that car, he's 32 years old. The other guy's 35 years old. Getting tossed out of that car. The geezer's a Caesar. That's what we call this fight if it was the Caesar's Palace, of course. They used to call that the George Foreman-Jerry Cooney fight back in the day. I think that was 1989 or something like that. Anyway, they called that the geezer's at Caesar's, of course. George Foreman knocking out Jerry Cooney. Speaking of George Foreman, I was looking at his annual wealth, his actual wealth. He's worth like $300 million. He made like $250 million off that grill. Remember, you got a grill, right? I got a grill. I know everybody I know has got a George Foreman grill or a reasonable facsimile, and George made $250 million off that. Smarter than, listen, I used to dog him in the gym. He was a bully. He used to push guys around. He used to beat guys up my size. He used to take guys like the Impeccable and the other, like 160 pounds, and slap them around. And George is weighing 220 pounds. Come on, George. You're a bully. But now, of course, he had the metamorphosis, the transformation after the Jimmy Young fight or the Ron Law fight, the Jimmy Young fight. Of course, that was in 1978. He said he saw God. And you know what? A lot of people have told me that over the years. I mean, when I was a cop, people, I saw God. This and that. The only one I've ever believed on that one is George Foreman. And the reason why is because he made a complete, his life, it wasn't a life change, it was a metamorphosis. He went from being a thug, he went from a guy from, as I said, beating up guys in the gym, and like, you know, my father used to say, he's a bully. And my father, you know, my big boxing expert in the house, okay, he's a bully. And he was beating up big guys, and of course, he did carry that bully mentality all the way until Zaire, Africa, when Muhammad Ali, of course, wasted him in the eighth round. Of course, that was in, October 1974, the Rumble in the Jungle. Of course, he got suckered into that one because he thought that Ali was old. And of course, what did Ali tell him about the third or fourth round? Oh man, you're tired already. We got another like 10, 12 rounds ago and you're tired already. Oh, George, you're in trouble now. And George was in trouble. George was beaten psychologically and physically. But as far as his metamorphosis is current, I mean, being such a good guy selling Wendy's burgers and this and that, when he first started doing that, you know, and he first came back to HBO, this and that, I said to myself, this guy's a phony. I mean, I know the real George Foreman. I mean, he's the guy that brought two German shepherds with him to Africa, two or three German shepherds, and the only one that had German shepherds in Africa were the slave owners. Whoa! I mean, come on, man. If you jump off the plane, and the first thing Africans see in these pictures in the newspapers of you and these German shepherds, what do you think they're going to think of you? George Foreman. George Foreman came up, of course, as the bad guy there. They yelled, Ali, kill him. Ali, boom, aye. Ali, boom, aye. The crowd was yelling, Ali, kill him. Of course, that was the con job of the century. Was it really? Don King pulled off so many con jobs of the century, but that was one of them. He convinced President Mobutu of Zaire, Africa. It was Zaire then. I think it was the Congo now, but it was Zaire, Africa then. He convinced him that if he invested $6.5 million in this fight between George Foreman and Muhammad Ali, of course, in the Rumble in the Jungle, that he would turn Zaire, Africa into Las Vegas or Palm Springs or the Caribbean or you know, he was, yeah, Don sold him a line. Yeah, listen, bottom line is, you weren't going to convert the jungle in. There's lions and tigers and stuff like that running around. I kid you not. This was a stone-cold jungle. They had to cut down forest in order to erect the stadium. I mean, it wasn't something that was just like, boom. No, they had to put the state together. And of course, Don King milked them. The country went bankrupt. Mobutu, at one point in time, George Foreman got cut. I think he got cut in August of 1974. The fight was in October of 1974. But George got cut in August of 1974 in Zaire, Africa. So George said, I'm getting on a plane. I'm going home. So, you know, he packed up and got his stuff. You got to ask Mobutu. He's a president, right? Should have asked him for permission. George didn't. George went to the airport, and went to get on his plane, and they sort of blocked his plane with machine guns. Yeah, so George had to get his big butt back off the plane and spend another 6 weeks there in Africa. His cut healed, and, of course, then they had to fight. He had plenty of time to train for that. There was no reason for George Foreman to waste out like he did after 7 or 8 rounds. Of course, he was tired after 3 or 4, but there was no reason for him to be tired like that. Of course, later in life, he learned how to be somewhat economical, more frugal with his punches. Didn't threat. Listen, when you throw punches and you want to kill guys every time, you throw punches like that takes a lot. It's easy when you just throw punches and they flow. But when you with every punch, it takes its toll as far as your energy and your stamina is concerned. Of course, George Foreman got tired early on. But as an old man, I mean, look, when he won the heavyweight championship back in 1995, he was like 45 years old when he knocked out Michael Moore with that one shot. And what's Michael Moore famous for besides making bombs or blowing up a fence at Emanuel Stewart's house in Detroit, Michigan? Get this. He was making bombs in one of the rooms, and then he took the bomb out, put it on the fence, and blew the gate off the wall. I kid you not. But Michael Moore is famous for one thing. Not blowing up Emanuel Stewart's fence, for getting knocked out by an old man. He got knocked out by a 45-year-old man. I mean, I don't know if I would have a hard time dealing with that. I mean, I wish would. If I was in my prime, 32, 33 years old, in my prime as a heavyweight champion, and get knocked out by some 45-year-old dude that sells grills, I think I'd have a problem with that. Psychologically, it would probably damage me for the rest of my life. As far as Moore is concerned, Michael Moore, he was damaged for life. I mean, he just never, ever came back as far as physically or mentally and things like that. Oh, and besides being a bomb freak, he was a gun freak. He had all these AR-15s and all that. He's a paramilitary type of guy. I guess that's the best way I could put Michael Moore. At one point in time, Michael Moore was like 28-0 with 28 knockouts as a light heavyweight, held the WBO title. Was he the greatest light heavyweight of all time? No, I don't want to go that far. I mean, it's hard to determine to treat different generations against different generations. That's why when people say to me, you know, what about Ray Robinson? Ray Robinson's record was 174, 19, and 6, and 109 knockouts. He only got stopped at one time against Joey Maxim. Of course, that was in the heat. And he said that it was the heat. Joey Maxim said it was the heat that Joey was bringing, not the heat itself. It was the heat that Joey was bringing. But anyway, people say, you know, he, without a doubt, hands down, these historians tell me that Ray Robinson, the guy born Walker Smith Jr., was the greatest fighter of all time. I don't think so. I really don't. A lot of times, you know, listen, for the majority of his career, I looked at his record, especially at welterweight, 147 pounds. He went undefeated like 49 or something like that. But anyway, bottom line is he fought a lot of guys like me. I mean, guys that couldn't fight much. You know, guys that could hold up their hands and this and that. Yeah, and there was a couple of guys like Keith Gavilan and Henry Armstrong. But those guys were both so long in the tooth at that point in time, they really didn't matter. And Ray Robinson told me that he gave those guys, quote, a payday. So what I'm trying to tell you is that Ray Robinson wasn't the greatest fighter of all time. And you've got an issue with that, you can call me here at the studio. The text line is 415-532-4867. That's 415-532-4867. Next up, the incomparable Johnny Signorella on Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a
a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
Attention homeowners. It's not if something's going to break, it's when. That's homeownership. If your dryer, your refrigerator, or your AC and heating breaks, that's an expensive call. And who do you call? Make it easy on yourself and call Choice Home Warranty. We've already done the research and have access to 25,000 technicians that can be at your home quickly. We've covered close to 2 million homes in the United States. There's a good chance your neighbors work with us. Call us right now before the next breakdown. We'll tell you everything that's covered in your home and give you the first month free with our ironclad 30-day money-back guarantee. Call now and learn how to get your free month.
800-392-7027. 800-392-7027. 800-392-7027. That's 800-392-7027.
Limitations and exclusions apply. First month free with purchase of single plan. Visit choicehomewarranty.com for more details.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Listen, I'm not scared of these guys. These guys think they intimidate me, and they think that they're scared. Oh, well, if they're scared, that's all I know. I'm going to bring the pain to them. And that's all it is. Then we go see how tough you are. Tough guy. I like tough guys. All the time in prison, I always ran these guys. They were tough. When they were in, they ain't tough. When they get confronted, they ain't tough. When I bring that pain to them, they ain't tough. They ain't never, they think they know they've been around crazy niggas. Oh, no. They don't know one. They don't know a crazy nigga. No, they really don't.
Mike Tyson. Whoa, what can I say? When Mike talks, some people slip. Listen, of course, still now running his thing as far as marijuana is concerned, on the ears, doing his thing. I mean, he's doing better things. He's more positive right now than he was 10 or 15 years ago. I think it has to do with his second wife. She's a wonderful lady. She's a physician in her professional life, and she's like taking him under her wing, and she's really done great things with Mike Tyson, so we're happy for him. Of course, the only blight in the last 5 or 6 years of Mike Tyson's life has been the fact that I think he lost his daughter when she got caught up on an exercise machine at home, one of his running machines, and she dies. That was really unfortunate. But outside of that, Mike's been rolling sevens the last few years. Straight up, speaking of a guy that always rolls sevens, we'll go to Las Vegas and bring in, of course, John Signorella. Johnny Sig, how's life treating you, my man?
Doing excellent today, Pedro. How are you?
Okay, I'm doing okay. Let's talk about Jerry Nennis, of course. Is he as good as the TV announcers were trying to make him sound last night?
I think so, man. At 31-0, 28 KOs, you know, against a super game opponent last night in Villa, man. Wow, that guy could really take it, man. But as far as Nennis goes, yeah, man, he's the real deal, you know. He's got good power, excellent combinations, explosive combinations off of angles, which I'm a big fan of. I think this kid's the goods, Pete.
Seriously, I think he is too. But actually, I don't think he's a 147-pounder. I mean, what do you think he weighed in the ring last night? 170? I mean, the guy looks, that's the biggest welterweight I've seen in a long, long time.
Yes, he does. He does look big, but he moves extremely well for his size. You know, he's very fast again with the angles and the combinations off the angles. It seems like he'll grow into a larger weight class, but right now I think he'll be okay because he looks very sharp. Whatever he weighed last night, he looked very sharp.
Okay, Villa won one round. All he really did was come forward, and they were on different levels. One guy was an A-level fighter, the other guy's a B-level fighter. Can we agree on that?
Absolutely. Too much power, you know, from Ennis, too much skill. I mean, you know, Villa, he was game, man. He came in, he was looking to scrap like I told you he would. I said he'd get gritty with him, and he tried. But, man, he took a lot of punishment last night, man.
I still like what you said. I said, is he a live dog or just a dog? And you said he's just a dog. I went, oh, 26-2, 24 KOs, of course, got broken down and stopped in the 10th round. Ennis, as I said, 31-0, now 28 knockouts. Who else looked good last night? Who impressed you as far as the fights were concerned last night? Let's go through the Saturday night boxing layout.
I had a good time with the Showtime card. You know, you look at Marcus Taylor, who's now 15-1, was a 6-1 underdog last night against Yoelvis Gomez. I don't know if you caught that one.
Yeah,
a lot of pressure.
I did.
Good fight.
He just kept bringing it on.
Nonstop, man. You know? And then you got a situation where Gomez is coming in, and he won't stop just walking in front of him. So it's like a pattern that's developing. I'm like, if you don't change that rhythm sometime soon, son, you're going to get your first L.
I thought it was an exciting evening of boxing. I mean, Luis Neri, of course, he was the winner as well. Nice 35-1 now. He destroyed Salvador. Froilan Sandor. What a name, Froilan. Froilan Sandor now 33-7-1, 23 kills. Of course, that was in round number two. And that was in Mexico, 90 minutes west of Mexico City, somewhere down there. Is Neri the... I mean, why is it Neri like the undisputed king at 122, or is he the uncrowned king at 122? What's up with him?
You know, that the fight was actually supposed to be at 118, then it got to 122 the day of, I believe. Neri, I'll tell you what's up with him. He knocked his boy into another time zone last night, man. Like, he's time traveling people now, like, especially for a low weight category. So I think if you mess with him from, I'm going to say, 120 and above, 122 and above, you know, because he definitely looks the part of growing into a larger size from 118. He's explosive, man. I've liked him for a while.
Okay. All right. Listen, when you look at the entire Saturday night picture, though, I mean, Jaron Ennis, the best fighter pound for pound in the 147-pound division outside of the two guys fighting on the 29th?
Yes, and someone please send Stanionis a check for not being involved in that conversation today.
Can you say his name 10 times?
No. I mean, Stanionis, I got two.
No, no, maybe. I'm talking the first. No, no, the first.
Oh,
name,
the whole thing.
Yeah, the whole thing. The guy kills me. Actually, I'm like, he's been killing me for months. I mean, the thing is, they canceled this fight three times, and I've had three different times to try to get his name right, and I still can't get it right.
Imanius Stanionis.
Yeah, well, I get news for you. The kid's mother has sent me a letter. If I didn't get his name right, she was gonna have me taken out. But you know, that fight was canceled three times. Listen, that guy got ready for a 12-round fight on three different occasions, and he didn't get paid. I mean, come on, man. I don't even want to use the word sodomized, but that's terrible.
That's a long time to be on the shelf on the couch. You know, he's losing out on great rounds and experience and time to develop and have people talk about him. That's why I wanted to bring him up today. I feel bad for this guy because he should be in the Ennis conversation, and hopefully he will be, you know, and they could scrap it out. And everyone's talking about it at 147. You got, you know, Cody Crowley there, a lot of good guys. The thing is, everyone's expecting to jump in for the sweepstakes winner of Crawford, you know, and Spence. But however, that might go another fight or two. That might be a trilogy. Those guys might be locked in for a minute. You know, everyone's thinking this is going to be a one or done. This fight could be really close between Spence and Crawford. So, you know, the 147 guys, they got to chill a little bit.
With what they've got on the line, I think they're both going to go for broke. I just think so. I think, you know, Errol Spence has been dogged. He looks more serious than I've ever seen him in a long time. And he hasn't looked high in about a month and a half. I'm serious. I look at him because I know he smokes weed. I know he does. There's no doubt in my mind. I mean, I see him mellow all the time. He's got the bloodshot eyes, the whole nine yards. Okay, I'm down with that. I got no problem with that. But for the last month and a half, he looked like a totally different guy. He got to let his hair grow, the whole nine yards. But I'm telling you, I haven't seen him look stoned in like a month and a half.
He's taking this very seriously, obviously. And you hit the nail on the head before about him being like a shark in bloody waters, man. He gets you hurt, something comes out, bro. So that he switches it. And when he turns it on, man, he does. It's going to be one heck of a fight. I can't wait.
And then across the ring, you've got the kid from Omaha, Nebraska. Now, Omaha's not known for its ghettos. Believe me, Terrence Crawford is ghetto.
Well, you know, like I said, he's like a shark in there, man. He'll go for it. He'll go and eat. You know, he don't play with his food, Pete. He eats it. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Battle of the undefeated now. If I had to put you on the spot right now, who would win, Crawford or Spence?
Crawford.
Why?
I just think that he's got more tools in his arsenal. I think he's more creative with his combinations. I think he's a lot more confident going in. Like, he knows something here. Like, quietly knows something that most people don't know. That it's like its own little secret that's going to come out. It's very, very interesting to watch the psychology build for this fight. You know, they actually agreed to this fight themselves over the phone in a private conversation.
Well, that's the way, listen, a lot of fights, I can't say a lot of fights, but a few fights in the past have been made that way.
I love it. I think it's great.
Sort of cuts out the middleman in the arguments.
Yeah, you know, it's gentleman's sport. Why not act like gentlemen? You know, the obviously everyone wants to make that money involved, sure, But, you know, for the fans and for themselves and for legacy, if that matters. And I think with these two guys, I think legacy does matter. And I think for Crawford, it matters just a little bit more.
Okay, let's just switch gears. Shakur Stevenson and Devin Haney. Devin Haney gives an offer to Shakur Stevenson. It's a purse bid offer. Take 25% of the purse bid, and we got a fight. And he says no. What's up with that?
Shakur should have taken that fight. That's a big mistake, I think. You know, right now, I think they're on even playing grounds in terms of skill. You know, we'll find out who's better throughout the fight. Of
course, I would have made Devin Haney come down to 135 again. That's the key. That's the key to beating Devin Haney, is getting him down to 135 and then making him work, like, the entire time. You, like, freak him out, make him work in the first few rounds, get him out of his game plan, a relaxed game plan, you got a shot.
They're not in the driver's seat, though. That's the problem with Stevenson. You know, and I would take the 25% because, you know what, take a gamble on yourself, man.
Haney went down to Australia not once but twice and had to take the spit from George Kambosos.
And now look where he's at, though. He took a gamble on himself, and he's cashing in. He's in the
driver's
seat.
But was that really a gamble talent-wise, him against Kambosos? I mean, Kambosos couldn't spell box. I mean, Kambosos had the win over Teofimo Lopez, but outside of that, he doesn't look like he could fight too much. He was throwing combinations from like 3 feet away.
You knew the answer to that question just like they knew the answer to that question when they made the trip. They wouldn't have made that trip if they thought they were going to lose, man.
Good point. No doubt about that. John Zingarello is our guest, of course. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, coming to you live on WBC TV, the YouTube page, all kinds of different places. Of course, Johnny Sig is our Sunday analyst, and without a doubt, he is pound for pound one of the greatest guys as far as the boxing analysts are concerned, and we love to have him without a doubt. We'll be talking boxing after the break. I will not go into the world of the UFC too much today because I got some, I don't know, I'm just not a USC fan anymore, and I tell you why. I just don't think that the carnage that's dished out to these guys, I don't think there's enough money. There's not enough money in the world to pay these men for that, or in the women. I just don't think so. And I think the chronic traumatic encephalopathy, I didn't say it right there, I'm trying to get it, but the bottom line is CT, I think it's scary. That is brain damage forever, and I think it's real prevalent, of course, in the NBA. And boxing to an extent, but a lesser extent in boxing, and then MMA, and of course the NFL. Straight up, we're talking with boxing's ace, Johnny Signorella, after the break. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number. They'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long-distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Everyone said, I wish I was in your shoe. I wish I was in your shoe. The people, the hundreds of people that wish they were in my shoe, don't know the tenth of it. If they were in my shoe, they would cry like babies.
Mike Tyson on it not being easy to be Mike Tyson. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live worldwide, of course, streaming on Twitch.tv, the Sports Byline USA channel, on the WBC TV channel via Vive TV, all over the place. Bottom line is his video and audio, of course, coming to you Saturdays and Sundays, 11 a.m. Pacific time. It's 2 p.m. Eastern time on the same channels you're watching or listening to us on right now. Straight up, let's talk about the future of boxing, of course, the upcoming fights. July the 15th. Is Frank Martin somebody I should keep an eye on at the lightweight?
Yeah, definitely. He's there. He's someone of interest for sure.
I mean, hey, you didn't sound... Boy, I had to stick a needle in your ass to get you excited about him, didn't I?
There's a lot of other great fights coming up. That's the way to say it nicely.
Okay, of course. All right. That's a good way to put it. Of course, we got the fight going on in Japan. Stephen Fulton and Noah Inouye at 122 pounds.
Yes.
Of course, that's going to be ESPN Plus at like 4 o'clock in the morning, July 25th. I'm going to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning and watch this one.
Absolutely. July 25th, ESPN's rocking and rolling. This is going to be one heck of a fight. Stephen Fulton's undefeated, 21-0. My man Inouye, we know how I feel about him. This is going to be one heck of a scrap, and it's for the WBC, WBO Super Bantamweight title.
Okay, that's 122 pounds, of course, the all-time 122-pound great. Can we go with Wilfredo Gomez being the greatest 122-pounder ever?
As of right now, absolutely.
I mean, 32-0, 32 knockouts. I think he went like, that's before he lost to Salvador Sanchez, and I think he went like, as 122 pounds, he went 37-0 with 17 title defenses at 122 pounds and knocked out everybody.
That's one heck of a stat right there, dude.
Hey, and he knocked out Carlos Zarate when Zarate was in his prime.
Wow, I forgot he was in his prime during that one, yeah.
Yeah, and of course, Zarate got burned in the Lupe Pintor fight. I'll bring in a little bit of a scandal here. There was the manager of both Pintor and Zarate, Cuyo Hernandez. He was the manager of both guys, and Zarate told him, listen, after this fight, you're toast. We're done. It was they were having a bitter feud. They were leaving, right? So, of course, Cuyo went out there and bought some judges, I think. He bought the judges, and of course, the judges went the other way because Pintor didn't win that fight.
That goes back a little bit further than I remember, Pete.
I know, it sure does. Of course it does. All right, All right, let's bring you back up to time. Inouye and Fulton. Inouye's about a 3.5-4-1 favorite. Should he be bigger? Should he be less? Is that about right?
No, that's perfect. That's perfect. He is facing an unbeaten fighter, and Fulton is the champion.
Okay,
so,
we mentioned George Kambosos a little bit earlier. The 22nd, he's coming back on ESPN. Why do they want to put this guy on TV again? I mean, he failed so miserably. I mean, how many minutes did he win against Devin Haney? Not how many rounds. How many minutes did he win in 24 rounds?
You know what? You said minutes there. Maybe they got some rollover minutes from a contract they got to use up, to fill the network air. I don't know. He could be a good fighter to look at. He's not the worst to look at on television.
I know, but the bottom line is he lacks the intestinal fortitude to be a champion. What I'm trying to tell you is this. Listen, he fought a guy that was taller than him. He was throwing combinations from the outside. He never was willing to throw two or three jabs and step in with each one. That's how you fight the bigger guy. Or you go for broke, and he definitely wasn't going for broke. So he didn't plan a strategy, and he didn't go for broke. So what I'm trying to tell you is I'm not too happy with his performance.
Oh, I couldn't tell. It happens. They're going to disappoint you sometimes, especially when you feel like you're being force-fed or asked a question, why this person again? Or, why is this person getting so much TV time when there's other people out there, that we like to look at coming up? ESPN's really doing a great job in Showtime. I mean, we got Navarrete coming up against Oscar Valdez on ESPN. You got a lot of good ones. Better BF's coming back. He's going to face Callum Smith also on ESPN. I believe that's in August. And we got a whole bunch of heavyweight news here, Pete. We got Usyk and Dubois. Let me ask you about this one. Daniel Dubois and Usyk. What are your thoughts there, Pete?
Well, Usyk is the unknown commodity to me because he's a small guy, and I think that at any point in time, I think he could be cracked on the chin, and he may go. I mean, size matters in two things, pornography and combat sports. Danny Dubois is a naturally bigger guy. I don't know. You know, it's not something that I'm going to be sitting there going, man, I can't wait for this fight to happen. The fight I want to see happen, probably in the heavyweight division, and I think they've announced it, or they're about to announce it, ESPN is it's Francis Ngannou and Tyson Fury, because Tyson Fury hasn't done nothing for me outside of singing American Pie, Bye Bye Miss American Pie. Of course, the Don McLean hit, he did that well. Outside of that, he hasn't done anything in a long time outside of Fight Wilder. I mean, what have you done for me lately? He's a world heavyweight champion, Johnny.
Well, you didn't like what he sang Aerosmith to his wife at the end of the Klitschko fight? That was good.
I didn't. Okay. Well, I did. I think I missed that one. Thank God.
No. For real, though, he's done a lot of good, man. I love me some Tyson Fury. Like, you look at his whole thing with depression and, you know, beating drug and alcohol addiction, you know, and getting back in there and, you know, doing what he did against Deontay Wilder. Those were spectacular fights. Very reminiscent to me of, like, the Holyfield-Bow trilogy in that third fight was crazy. Both guys went down. It was just pure chaos. And you got to remember, too, that was during, like, when the world was shutting down and these gladiators were going out there and entertaining us. And, man, these were great fights. The best of the heavyweights facing the best. So Fury, you know, he went out to do WWE, went out to do some movies
bit. Hold on, Johnny. About time to put you in check here. He beat Vladimir Klitschko in 2015. Took on a guy named Safir Safari, basically spells his name the same, first and last. Then Francesco Panetta, then Deontay Wilder was a draw. Wilder, of course, took on Tom Schwartz after that. Beat Otto Wallen, the great Otto Wallen, went back with Deontay Wilder, stopped him in 7 rounds. Came back with a third fight with Deontay Wilder, stopped him in 11 rounds. Outside of that, he beat Dillian White and he beat Derek Chisora. I mean, since 2021, he's like he ain't done nothing.
But that's what he's done in his career a lot of times, where he just, you know, gypsies, they like to do that. They come around, they go to a village, right?
No. The gypsies I knew were con men and con women when I was a cop in San Francisco. They used to con people, read people's palms, and they take tourist money, this and that. Oh, and the best con the gypsies had was they did body work. I mean, you know, they would pillow up on you, leave me in a liquor store or the gas station. They say, hey, you want me to fix that dent for you? And you go, yeah, how much? $50. Really? I'll fix it up. I'll pondo it for you. All you got to do is have it painted over. So I said, okay, so then they go and do the work for you. And instead of using Bondo, they use plaster of Paris. And, of course, as soon as it gets wet, it dries, you know, falls apart.
Well, you know what? Here's the thing,
the gypsy con.
He also, well,
spackle.
You know, coined,
spackle is what they were using. Spackle, that was it. Spackle.
He's coined some excellent phrases, though. I don't think I could say him on the air. But he's coined some amazing phrases that actually I use quite often in regular speech throughout the course of the day.
But in 3.5 years since he's fought, 3.5 years since he's fought Wilder, the third time he's fought, I mean, I don't know, man. I just think he's got to do a whole lot more. There are fights out there. He evidently, he sort of backed away from the Oleg Usyk fight because Oleg Usyk was willing to give him his mother and his daughter and his, I mean, Oleg was basically the son. Made it. I mean, how many contracts did Tyson Fury in intent or clauses did Tyson Fury put up for Oleg Usyk? And each time Oleg bent over further and further and further.
So we got the answer I was looking for. You want Usyk and Fury. That's the one you want.
No. I want Usyk. I actually, you know, listen, let's get rid of that belt situation as far as that's concerned. But I'd like to see Francis Ngannou and Tyson Fury hook it up. But, you know, Francis Ngannou is not a boxer per se. But I will say this. He can punch. I've never seen a guy. He can punch like Ernie Shavers as far as the heavyweight is concerned. Of course, he's been punched with a 4-ounce glove. They give him an 8 or a 10-ounce glove. I don't know which glove they would use in a fight or an exhibition, but give him an 8-ounce glove. I think he's got a shot to hit Tyson Fury on the chin because I think he might hit hard. Wilder has great leverage, okay? But Ngannou hits with short, hard punches. Have you seen Ngannou punch?
Uppercuts from hell.
Yeah. I mean, he makes that George Foreman uppercut. Hey, am I wrong for dogging Michael Moore for saying he's famous for one thing, getting knocked out by an old man?
Yeah, I guess a little bit, but there's a little truth to that, isn't there?
Oh, man, I mean, come on.
I'm sorry.
Imagine the depression. He had issues. He was depressed often. He had depression issues. But imagine how depressed you would get if you got knocked out by a 45-year-old man. I mean, come on. You're beating on him like a bongo drum. And then he slips one in on you because you weren't looking?
It's unbelievable. Then what did Evander do in the rematch? He dropped him like 7 times.
Yeah, Evander Holyfield. Hey, I'm glad you brought up Evander Holyfield. Is it fair to assess Evander Holyfield without calling him a steroid cheat?
You know, he's my favorite fighter of all time. The reason why I'm into this, I do. Everyone has, you know, reason to suspect things, I'm sure.
No. Not suspect things. No. Wait, time out. The FedEx guy that delivered these steroids from Signature Labs, the guy that delivered these steroids, he took a picture with Evander Holyfield. And the steroids were made out to, get this,
Evan Fields.
Evan Fields.
That was for Evan Fields.
Yeah.
That was for Evan Fields. Evander was just accepting and signing for the pack.
Oh, is that what it was? Okay. Speaking of Evan Fields or the Evander Holyfield, can Evander's kid fight at all?
Yeah, he's good. You know, they're taking their time, which they should do. And when you carry someone's name with such gravity, like Holyfield, or even for Ali, you know, who's just on our show, Nico, who's the grandson of Muhammad, you carry that name. I was actually at an amateur fight where Nico fought, and I was there, and this is when Nico was coming up. Great kid, great family. You know, his brother is actually a mixed martial arts fighter, too. So it was crazy because everyone in the gym, Fernando Vargas, everyone was talking about, you got a name. These guys are going to be coming after you, bro. And man, was everyone right? Because he had it tough in the amateurs, man, with that Ali name. And Holyfield's kid didn't have much of an amateur pedigree. So you got to look at the professionals. That's where he's going to learn. They got to take their time.
Yeah, popping off. Listen, Nico doesn't pop off. I popped off a lot. I mean, I was one to tell guys, you ain't this and you ain't that. And, of course, I always thought I was the best in the gym as far as sparring was concerned because I saw the damage. Johnny, I saw the damage other guys took in the gym because Dana Holly, we used to beat on Dana Holly on Tuesdays and Thursday nights at the Boys Club. He got punch drunk from the beatings we gave him.
That's not cool.
No. I know it's not. Cool. But I know it's not cool, but it was a barometer for me. You know where I'm coming from?
Yeah, I don't want people sparring early. You know, I recommend when people
come to me for some advice. No, I get that. This guy was 19 and 20. What I'm trying to tell you is that Dana Holly was just face tough. He was a face fighter. He came and he took it. So Hector and I unloaded. We learned how to fight, beating on him for like 2-3 years every Tuesday and Thursday night.
Jeez, man.
The guy would take like 7 to 8 rounds of just. I mean, he was. Hey, but you had to fight Dana with 100% because he would come at you and he would try to kill you.
I'm pretty sure it sounds a little bit illegal, all of it. But
it was blood. Hey, and guess this. And of course, he got screwed up. Anyway, he ended up murdering a guy. Dana Holly ended up murdering a guy. And he murdered this guy. And he ended up stealing the guy's car. He had the guy's credit cards. He got arrested, this and that. So I went down to the jail as part of a tour with the SFPD. I was a rookie, a recruit in the academy. And there's Dana Holly. And I'm looking behind. And there is his face. And I see his face is a little caved in, you know, from boxing, this and that. And I say to myself, I did this to him, and I really felt bad. I mean, the guy ended up being killed a couple years later in the slam, but I felt some guilt that day, Johnny. I did.
Yeah, you know, you could have been worse, like Chaz Pulamatari.
No, it could have been worse. It could have been me. That's what my mother said. It could be you.
But, you know, you could have told him, like, you could have looked at him and said, remember me. I did this to you, like Chaz Pulamatari.
No, you don't say that.
It could have been worse.
The guy's got a murder. He got convicted of murder. I mean, that was crazy. Without a doubt, of course, Dana Holly, of course. But the beatings that he took, we didn't realize that we were doing it. They were 8 ounce. We were, like, doing sparring with 8 and 10 ounce gloves. 8 ounce gloves sometimes. I mean, just letting it roll, man. And these are like horsehair gloves where you push the padding down so you get hit with the fist, the whole nine yards. You name it. This was old school boxing. Poor Dana Holly, he took it to the grave. I feel sorry for him. But like my mother said, son, better him than you.
There you go.
Yeah. Anyway, Johnny, fight of the week. Got a prediction for the upcoming fights here as far as the Inouye fight is concerned. Is he going to stop Fulton?
I don't think he stops him. I think he hurts him. And if anything, there's a stoppage, a corner stoppage. But I think it's going to go to the scorecards. That's one of the big ones coming up, obviously, I'm looking forward to. Probably the most, to be honest, because for little men, these guys can throw, you know.
This is the genius of John Signorella. Have a good week. Hug the old lady. Hug the kid. We'll talk soon.
Will do, man. Thank you for having me on, guys. Happy Sunday, everyone.
The great John Signorella on Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running out to file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
That is the Fab Four, baby. I'm talking about John, Paul, George, and Ringo, the Beatles, saying happy birthday. Of course, I'm talking about the birthday guys in the house. Mr. Jesse Jane Leha, the former world champion, from, of course, from Texas, San Antonio, Texas. Young man, happy birthday.
Pedro, thank you so much, man. I appreciate you.
You're my brother, man. I really, you know, I try to tell people that there are some people I meet in boxing over the years, and they go in different directions, this and that. But, you know, you've got a great family. You've got a good gym and a good business going down there in San Antonio. You're touring around the world and probably doing it as far as a tax write-off is concerned. I saw that trip to Europe. Was that a tax write-off or what?
Not yet. But, hey, you know what? We talked boxing when we were in Europe. So it's a tax write-off.
All right, good enough. No doubt about that. So Europe was cool. You took the entire family or just the wife?
Right now, where we're at, the entire family came out, yeah.
Wow.
My two sons, their wives, and my grandbaby, my wife.
Okay, 57 years young. You're in pretty good shape still. And people, you know, people say to me, you're so lucky. I don't like it when people say that. You know what I mean? I'm not lucky. I get out and I run and I do the sit-ups and the whole nine yards. There's no luck involved.
I don't know if you follow me, but you ever see, I always finish my stuff with, usually I finish off my post with, the harder I work, the luckier I get.
Straight up. Go back to the family. Have a good week, man. We thank you so much for your time, your honor, and your service to the world of boxing, man. You are a great guy, Jesse.
Thank you, brother. You as well, and I talk to you soon.
All the best. We'll have you on the show without a doubt real soon.
Thanks, bro.
Of course, Jesse James Lehigh turned 57 years old, I think, the day before yesterday. They had a great birthday, of course, with the family. There were fights last night, I believe, in San Antonio. We didn't get to talk about that, but he's just a wonderful man. Every time I get to see him, you know, I see a lot of people in the world of boxing 10, 15, 20 years after they retire, and a lot of times it's not a pretty picture. With Lehigh, it's a beautiful picture. I mean, he's got a beautiful family, a wonderful wife, wonderful kids. He's got his kids involved in his business, as Jesse James Lehigh, a gym down there, of course, in San Antonio. So bottom line is, he is really a man without a doubt, and we give him props. Hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide comes up in 6 minutes. Stay tuned for hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 6 minutes from now. Of course, this is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network live, Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Dangerous heat is bearing down on both sides of the country this week.
The National Weather Service reports a long and intense heat wave is locking in over parts of Arizona, New Mexico, and inland California. While in the southeast, another front is hitting the state of Florida, especially hard with life-threatening high temperatures. They warn those living in a number of cities, including Phoenix and Miami, to try and stay out of the sun for the next several days. Forecasters are calling for highs of 106 to 115 degrees in Phoenix, following eight straight days of highs above 110 degrees. Officials also warn hot, dry conditions could set off wildfires in northern Arizona. I'm Scott Carr.
President Biden is kicking off his five-day trip to Europe today. He departed Sunday on a three-nation trip with the focus on Tuesday's NATO summit in Lithuania. Biden's first stop will be in London, where he will meet with British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak on Monday, then later visit with King Charles at Windsor Castle. He then travels to Lithuania to hold talks with NATO leaders and a show of support for Ukraine. Not everyone in the president's party supports his decision to send cluster bombs to Ukraine. Senator Tim Kaine of Virginia, speaking on Fox News Sunday, is concerned about.
These are kinds of munitions that can lead to some downstream risk to civilians.
He highlighted a treaty signed by 123 countries in 2008, pledging to refrain from using cluster bombs in warfare, while noting that the U.S., Russia, and Ukraine did not sign it. Nine people have been hospitalized with gunshot wounds following a shooting in Cleveland Sunday morning. According to police, officers responded to reports of gunfire in the warehouse district around 2:30 a.m. The gunman fled the scene. No fatalities have been reported. The Powerball jackpot is now the 10th largest in the lottery's history. The grand prize will be worth an estimated $650 million Monday. This is USA News.
If you have asthma, pay close attention to this message. It can save you hundreds of dollars on your healthcare costs. Right now, you can make a free call and get generic asthma inhalers for less than $20 a piece. That's cheaper than most of your insurance copays. And if you call right now, you can buy 10 or more and save even more. Our Rescue Asthma Inhalers are a real generic version of the product that you already pay hundreds of dollars for. Save yourself money and call now to order. If you have asthma, now you can save hundreds of dollars with no prescription required for your inhalers. Call right now. Learn how to get your Rescue Asthma Inhalers shipped directly to your door for less than $20 each. Call the Prescription Savings Hotline now.
800-451-0380. 800-451-0380. 800-451-0380. That's 800-451-0380. Call now.
Heavy fog may have caused a deadly plane crash at the French Valley Airport in Riverside County, California, Saturday morning. That's according to an NTSB spokesman.
It appears that the weather was at the minimums for landing at that airport, so the visibility and ceilings allowed for a landing, but it was right on the minimum.
The NTSB said a marine layer had rolled in just before the plane tried to land. The Cessna crashed and burst into flames about 500 feet short of the runway, killing all six people on board. Former President Donald Trump is taking shots at Ron DeSantis, his rival for the GOP presidential nomination. Trump spoke at a rally in Las Vegas on Saturday and said this about the Florida governor.
I'm not a big fan of his, and he's highly overrated. He's highly overrated.
Trump called him Ron DeSanctimonious and said that he wants to raise the minimum wage and cut Social Security. He also claimed DeSantis has no personality. Pope Francis announced his plans to appoint 21 new cardinals on September 30th of this year, including the Bishop of Hong Kong and the Latin Patriarch of Jerusalem. This decision allows Pope Francis to influence the composition of the College of Cardinals, which will play a pivotal role in selecting his successor in the future. Insidious: The Red Door is off to a strong start at theaters nationwide. Sony's latest installment in the horror franchise made a surprising $15 million on its opening day, blowing past expectations and pushing it to the top of the box office charts. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair, when you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide is brought to you by the World Boxing Council, the WBC.
That is just a fact of life.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in radio and internet history, Pedro Fernandez.
Woo, it's going to be good.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar sports byline studios. Check it. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, coming to you, of course, on Twitch.tv, the Sports Byline USA channel, and the WBC TV channel, of course. I'm talking about the Facebook page and YouTube. We got all over the place. Veev TV, you name it, there's like 1,000 different audio and video exports of this show. So I can't even keep up with them all. But the bottom line is you're watching Ring Talk Live Worldwide right now. Of course, you're listening to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am your host. I'm also an award-winning writer, four-time Golden Glove champion. You know, I got some qualities other guys don't have. I got some issues. Well, you know, of course, sometimes I'm dogging the sport of boxing because I think that they don't pay the fighters enough. That's my main complaint with the sport of boxing, is that fighters don't get paid enough for the punishment they take. I mean, they just don't. Of course, the UFC is even worse. I mean, talk about pimping. Dana White, of course, the pimp of all pimps. I mean, the fact that he exploits those guys for sometimes $15,000 or $20,000. They go out there, and if you get hurt in training, you can't fight. Or if you get hurt in training, you have to go into the ring hurt in order to get medical care. Bottom line is, Dana White's just my favorite guy. But I'm not dwelling on Dana White today. Today, we'll be celebrating the life, the history of the Gold Father. I'm talking about Emanuel Stewart of the Kronk Gym. Of course, Detroit, Michigan, 1964 AAU champion, 118 pounds. He was going to turn pro. He didn't turn pro, couldn't get a good manager. Bottom line is, we'll hear an interview from Emanuel that was taped before he died, and we'll hear from Richard Sloan. He was the vice president of Kronk. I kid you not, we'll bring him in. And when I'm not done, we'll bring in the retired HBO Godfather at about 25 minutes past the hour. We'll talk about Larry Merchant. Larry Merchant will also talk about the Kronk Goldfather. That's what I named him, the Goldfather. Actually, I didn't. We'll talk about that a little bit later, but the Goldfather of the Kronk Gym was Emanuel Stewart. That and more today on Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917. Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Are you looking to sell your house? Call 1-800-SELL-FAST to request a free all-cash offer. We can buy your house in days, and you don't even have to clean or fix anything. There are no commissions or closing costs, no agents, no open houses, and no banks to deal with. Call 1-800-SELL-FAST or visit sellfast.com to request your cash offer. There's no obligation. Call 1-800-SELL-FAST. That's 1-800-735-5327. Or visit sellfast.com to get your free cash offer. SellFast is a home buyer referral service. Each office independently owned and operated.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I started boxing when I was 7 years old, and I got a pair of boxing gloves for a Christmas gift. Even though I had a lot of other toys and train sets and other things, I was just totally fascinated by this game of jumping around, hitting someone, making them miss you, hit them, let them miss you. And it was no really boxing on TV or no particular person or no parent that was involved with me. I was just totally fascinated, I guess, naturally by boxing. And I started having boxing matches when I was 8 years old and did very well as a little peewee boxer. I had about 15 fights, probably never lost any of them. This was in West Virginia. And when I came to Detroit with my parents divorced when I was 11, I didn't go to a boxing club or anything, so I started getting into street fights. And by the time I was 14, I was in serious trouble with the police for street fighting. Not gang fighting, I mean street fighting, it's a little different. And they were going to put me away permanently. And as a result, they struck a deal when my mother told her that I used to box when I was younger in West Virginia. So they said, if you go to a recreation center, and in 6 months' time we see that you're still there and you don't get in any trouble, we'll try to suspend from sending you away to a juvenile. And so I went to the recreation center and won the city junior championship. Then I won it the next year, then I won it the next year. Then I never had the time to even get in any street fights anymore. And next thing I know, 4 years later when I was 18, I was a national Golden Gloves champion of the United States. And instead of being on the front page or the crime page in Detroit, I was being defeated and treated royally when I came home with the first Golden Glove champion in 24 years and all of that. So
I feel that boxing, amateur boxing, really is crucial in changing my life. I graduated from high school, an honor student, and all because of boxing. And you're getting the whole history of my how I got into where I am, which I've never really taken the time to go into this before. After winning the National Golden Gloves Tournament champion in 1963, I was going to turn professional because I couldn't go any further as an amateur boxer. And I couldn't find what I call good management for professional boxing. And the only really good offer I got was a group of guys who wanted me to move to California. They offered me a tremendous amount of money at that time, which was $100,000. It's a lot of money, but I would have to relocate and leave my mother and two younger sisters who I primarily was supporting. So I chose to stay in Detroit, and as a result, I became an electrician for Detroit Edison and was doing very well. And then I had a younger half-brother who moved in to live with me, and he was 14 years old, and he said he wanted to start boxing. So by taking him to the closest recreation center after I got off of my job at Edison, which was a place called Kronk, and this was in 1969, so accidentally I went there just to take my brother 3 days a week to work him out, and he won the Golden Gloves Championship. The next year I had 7 kids I put in, and they all won the Golden Gloves Championship, and story went all over the country. Young coach in Detroit only produces champions. I was 26, and that's when the Kronk legacy began, and even though I had about 3 years, I was totally out of boxing, didn't even miss it after I'd gotten married. And next thing I know, I'm back in it, and figuring I would just be in it for a few years, hopefully to be able to develop somebody to win a golden medal in the Olympics. And here I am, about 35 or 40 years later, still in it. But it was all accidental. I never planned to be a trainer. There was never any coach or trainer that I really learned from or emulated. I just did everything naturally. Boxing came easy to me. I have great instincts for it. It's a gift. I went to the boxing gym when I was in trouble as a teenager, mainly because of the fact that that's what I had to do to keep from going to juvenile. And after being there, I got where I developed a world and a community of my own with the fellow boxers and the other. Even I was the youngest boxer there. Most everyone was always like 17, 18, and grown men. I was the youngest kid there. But it became like a world for me, and the going to the tournaments, winning the championships, and it totally occupied all of my time that kept me out of trouble. And I guess the adolescent years are really the dangerous years for kids growing up. By the time that I was 19, 18 years old, I didn't have any desire to do anything that was illegal. That I went to the gym as an outlet and more of a recreation type situation. There was never no parental influence. There was no money motivation at all. It got to be a part of my life. Unlike many guys who have been successful, even not so successful, they get into the professional boxing, they kind of look, it's like looking down the fact that going back and being involved with amateur boxing. They feel they're beyond that. And even though I've had success beyond any professional trainer in the history of boxing in terms of my accomplishments and championships, and I still love the amateur boxing. That's where my heart is. If it's up to me, that's where I would spend all of my time, because in going back to the amateur boxing, I have a chance to not only see myself, I have a chance to keep contact with reality. You see so many of the poor kids that are there, they're training. That recreation center is their center of the universe for some of them. The situation at home is pretty bad sometimes, for different reasons. Maybe it's financial, maybe it's even violence. And so those kids come there and they're beating those bags and looking at a way of maybe getting out of poverty. Many of the kids are, they'll ask me for 50 cents, can I get 50 cents? You know, and the 50 cents is to actually buy potato chips or something, because that is the only food that they'll have. And so one day I may be doing an HBO broadcast and I'm living in the big hotels in New York and Las Vegas, big suites, limousines picking me up, and being involved with so many multi-million dollar situations and people. And then when I get back to the gym that next day and take off those tuxedos, it keeps me connected with reality, that everybody isn't living the big life. And then I go right down to that little basement down at Kronk, and that's where I'm the happiest, because I see all of the little kids, a lot of the people who are older in life who have fell through the cracks, so to say, of our life, and they're less fortunate, and they're there. They're just happy to see me, and they go in and we talk and we hug, and we start getting ready for one of the amateur tournaments. And I love being in the tournaments when you see one kid fighting, and then the next night you know he's going to be fighting another kid that just won. And I've learned to really be friends with all of the kids. I go to the tournaments, whether they're my fighters from my club or whatever, you know, I take pictures with them and have a lot of fun with them. And that's the type of relationship that eventually ended up with me having a lot of the top professional fighters, such as Evander Holyfield, who in the amateur days, his main nemesis was the crunk fighter, a kid named Ricky Womack. But I was always very good with Evander. In fact, I would wrap his hands when his coach wasn't there, and he was fighting my own fighter, but I would try to help him every day after my fighter had finished training, never knowing that those type relationships ended up with all of the fighters, a lot of them coming to me professionally. But I think amateur boxing is so important because it reaches kids that the other sports can't attract. A lot of kids cannot afford hockey equipment. But the basketball, I think, and the boxing gets the poorest kids. And some kids, such as myself, I never liked team sports, even though my real gift, believe it or not, was basketball and baseball. I was averaging 33 points when I was 13 years old, and they didn't have three-pointers then. And to tell the team score was only like 51. I was a great shooter in basketball, but even though I was there, I still was more fascinated by the boxing. I just loved that one-on-one competition without having a team. And winning and getting the trophies, that the trophy was my trophy, not had to share as part of a team. And if someone on the team messed up, that could destroy everything on a team sport. But, I mean, you're the whole team, win or lose, in boxing.
Yeah, losing wasn't my favorite thing, without a doubt. It was always a pain in the you-know-what. In fact, you know, the losses, believe it or not, I had some good wins, some really good wins against some good guys, but and I won 4 Golden Glove titles, but I remember the losses more than I remember the wins. Is that what's wrong with me, folks? Am I like some negative schizoid or something like that? I mean, think about that. The losses bother me more than the wins bother than well, obviously they bother me more, but they seem to, I mean, I remember them more. They're more vivid than they are the victories. I mean, there were 4 actually Golden Glove victories. They said, you know, you won the championship this thing. And then it's like 3 or 4 fights that I lost. I sort of remember them more. Why? I don't know. Maybe because it was a failure involved. I think because it was failure involved. Because I failed those 4 times. And when you fail miserably in the ring, it's not good. It's not good for your health. It's not good for your ego. And definitely, 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 it's not good for your record. Speaking of records, the undefeated vice president, LeCronc Jim, coming up next. I'm talking about Richard Sloan. I'm talking about Richard Sloan. Mr., what can I say? He is the artist of artists. There was Leroy Newman, and then there's Richard Sloan. These two guys are like the iconic artists in the world of sports. We'll talk with him, of course, about Emmanuel Stewart. He's the vice president of the Kronk Gym, of course, in Detroit. We'll talk with him and more right after the break. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. The impeccable one is in the house, Bailey Peck. Take it away, Mr. Peck.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess.
Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You're irritating me now.
You knew when he said that, it was time to back away. Talk about, of course, Mike Tyson. Hey, Mike's just rocking and rolling. You got to give him props. I mean, he's straightened his life out without a doubt. Now, we're honoring, of course, the Cronk Jim Goldfather, born July 7, 1944. He just celebrated a birthday. Had he been with us, he passed October 25th, 2012. Now, people wonder why I'm not into Twitter. This is the reason why I'm not into Twitter. On October 22nd, 2012, he sent me a tweet, and it said basically goodbye and this kind of good stuff, and it still bothers me to this day, so I'm not a Twitter guy. And Nick Charles, he also, 3 or 4 days before he died, sent me a tweet. So I'm not in with Twitter and not in with Elon Musk, but the bottom line is that's why I'm not a Twitter guy, is that Emmanuel Stewart, 68 years old, when he's 3 days before he died. This is a tough one, man. It's goodbye and this kind of good stuff. When he says goodbye to you and you realize it is goodbye, it's like unbelievably real and unbelievably scary. Anyway, I really miss the Goldfather. Speaking of the Goldfather, let's bring in the vice president of the Cronk Jim, of course, the one, the only, Richard Sloan. And how are you today, young man?
Pedro, I'm fantastic. Thank you very much. I'm fantastic, buddy.
That's good. You know, I start to talk about the Goldfather, and I think about some of the times. I remember the time he caught me smoking weed in front of the house, of course, in Detroit, Michigan. Why am I saying this on the air? Because I am. He caught me smoking weed on the camera, on the video camera. He had video cameras all over the place, right? So I'm sitting there blowing joints on his front, on his porch, this and that. It was like 19 degrees outside, so I didn't want to stink up the house or anything like that. So I'm blowing weed on the porch, and I go back in, and I go upstairs. He said, "Hey, hey!" He's in his own room. "Come here, come here." I said, "What, he's still awake? He's still awake?" He goes, "Man," he goes, you don't know how to share?" I said, "Huh? What are you talking about?" He goes, "I said, look at this." And he's got a picture of me doing the whole nine yards with a cell phone, talking on the cell phone, smoking weed in front of his house. What street was that in Detroit? You remember the street that was on?
Absolutely. It was Breton Drive, 19244 Breton Drive. That was his home from, I think, the late 70s.
Okay, and now Diana Ross lived across the street, and Leon Spinks ended up buying her house. And the other Supremes, Florence Ballard and Mary Wilson, they also lived on that street. All three of the Supremes lived on that street. I told you the old story about Leon Spinks when he lived there at that house, and a man who heard all that noise and heard people screaming. I told you that one?
I've heard so many. Was it Betty, his wife?
Right. So Emmanuel Stewart. Yeah. Emmanuel Stewart hears all this noise going on at Leon Spinks' house, which used to be Diana Ross's house, across the street from his house in Detroit, Michigan. So he grabs a gun and he goes to go running across the street, and his wife grabs a gun. "You ain't going nowhere with a gun." He grabs a gun out of his hand. So he goes over there and hears all this screaming, this crying. He can't believe it. And so there's no boom, boom. Something's getting hit on. He doesn't know what it is. And he opens up the back door, and Leon Spinks is on his back, and his wife and her girlfriend are hitting him with a frying pan.
Wow, yep. I heard crazy stories about Leon's days in Detroit.
Mrs. Spink says something to the effect, like, "Emmanuel, you want some of this?"
Sounds about right.
And he left.
Yep.
I mean, smart man. I mean, he's a smart man. I said, so that's why, because we were talking with Danae about Leon Spinks. I said, no, I said, you know, Leon didn't take all that much punishment in the ring. He goes, no, he took it from the wife. And he told me that story. I mean, hitting him with a frying pan, you know, that's probably the residual. Listen, they blame the residual effects of professional boxing. I blame the frying pan.
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely.
So tell me about Emmanuel Stewart. What was it like? What was it like? Don't glorify him, but what was it like to be around him? He had faults. He wasn't perfect. He had flaws. But how did he impact your life, Richard?
It was a human being. I mean, of course he had flaws. But now that I'm getting a little bit older, and he's gone now, he's gone over 10 years now, and I'm you know, I'm still involved in boxing on different levels. And now I realize what a great guy he was. And you know, he said don't glorify him, but it's hard not to glorify him. I mean, he did have pressures that boxing will give to you, and you know, IRS, different things. I mean he tackled a lot of things.
And he liked to bet.
Yeah, he would bet sometimes. Emmanuel was a real character. He was, but you know, you named him the Gold Father.
No, I didn't name him the Gold Father. The guy that
Ben Green named him
the Gold Father, and yeah. I stole that line from. I can't. You know, I can't steal the line from me. Actually, it was his line without a doubt. But Ben Dollar Size Green, he used to write a column for the Racing Form, right?
Yeah, San Francisco, right?
No, he was out in New York. He was another guy in New York.
Okay.
All New York guys. But the Racing Form was this horse racing thing, and they came out every day. They told you where the races were across the country. But this guy had a great column in there, and there was like, I think at one point in time, the Racing Form had a circulation of like over 5 million.
Wow.
Exactly. Wow. I mean, good Lord, man. Holy. So Ben Dollar Signs Green, and of course, Dollar Signs, I sort of named him that. I take that back. I gave him that title, but I think Flash Gordon might have gave him that as well. But back to Emmanuel. When Emmanuel was going, I mean, I'm looking at some of these pictures he took in the last year. He let his hair grow gray and this kind of stuff. He was sick and he knew it, didn't he?
I think so. I mean, he had stomach issues and things, and I don't think they diagnosed him on time because he was so busy training fighters. He was over there in Europe with
Ukraine.
Klitschko. Yeah. He was in Ukraine and Austria. He was all over the place. And
but it was a call. Listen, me and Emmanuel Stewart, whoever answers the phone at his house, I can't remember who it was, some lady. We got into an argument.
Laney.
He had a call. He didn't get a colonoscopy, and he ended up getting colon cancer and dying from that. Correct.
That's what I understand.
What I can't understand is it why they were so resistant, reluctant to admit it was colon cancer? Oh, it was something. I mean, you should have heard her on the phone. Oh, it was like it was food poisoning.
Yeah. They said it was diverticulosis or something like that. I don't know much about these medical terms, but that was the big thing that came out. But I still don't really, you know, I've never seen any medical records or anything, but the general consensus is it was cancer, and it took the life of our good friend Pedro.
Yeah, without a doubt. Of course. You know what's crazy is he would call me like at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, and I pick up the phone. He'd be calling from Ukraine, which is like 10 o'clock in the morning or something like that, right? And he called me with Mother Ducker, wake up. And I'm like, it's Emmanuel. And then I figured out, you know, it's Emmanuel calling me from Ukraine or wherever he was in the world. But the bottom line is he would call and he'd blow off for a few minutes and he let me do my thing. And, you know, I really missed those phone calls. I was special getting those phone calls. I felt I was special getting those phone calls from him. I just did. I miss him.
Well, you had a very special place in his heart, man. Any things that were going on, he was always, you know, contact Pedro, and when we did the fights at the Julius Arena 20 years ago this month, actually, Octavio Lara, you know, you came in there and did the ring announcing and made sure everything was running on time and professional and helped with the, you know, all of the production. So he thought the world of you, man. I know you miss him.
He introduced me to Aretha Franklin.
Yeah.
Not once, but twice. And the second time, I said, because she says, I said, blah, 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 hello, Miss Franklin. She goes, call me Aretha. I said, okay, Miss Franklin. I mean, I couldn't call Aretha. So the second time she said, I remember the first time Emmanuel says, Pedro, I got somebody. No, the second time he goes, Pedro, somebody's coming down today that likes you. And I'm thinking, really? He goes, and she's a female. I'm going, really? I'm going, yeah. So I'm thinking, chicks. You know what I'm saying? And no, it wasn't a chick. It was Aretha Franklin, which was sort of cool.
Yeah, that's amazing. They were close, you know. They were close, and as you know, she sang at his memorial.
Yeah.
We
haven't got a whole lot of time left. About 3.5 minutes. What do you think was his greatest accomplishment? Just being a human being.
Yeah, of course. Being a real friend to a lot of people, and always having time for the small people. He never. You know, I heard a little bit of the interview you said, and you know, he's in limousines one day and fancy penthouses. And it was very true. Sundays, today was always his rest and relaxation day. He'd go to the market. He'd you know, people would want autographs and hang out. He'd buy groceries for people if they didn't have enough money. He was a hell of a human being, and he was tremendously missed, man, tremendously.
You know,
and I gotta thank you. I gotta thank you on behalf of Emmanuel, because I know he'd tell me. You know, I worked for him, and he was a good boss, man. He put his foot in my behind when he needed to, and I gotta thank you, man, for keeping a lot of his legacy going.
Legacy 19. He had a 1970 Cadillac, just like a Coupe de Ville, just like my uncle.
Gold
one, exactly. So I broke the fin on it. You know, the fin on the back. I slammed the trunk closed or something like that, and it cracked. And I went, yikes! And he didn't freak out at all. I said, well, you should have slapped me around. I said, oh my God, I broke the Goldfather's car. But he didn't freak out about it. We went off to the arena, of course. I think that's we went to that place out in the middle of nowhere. It's destroyed now. What was that stadium called?
Silverdome, I think.
Silverdome, exactly, man. Yeah, that place is like it's like condemned, ain't it?
Yeah, it's gone. I think they imploded it or something like that. I think it's
wow.
Gone,
I mean, so yeah, a lot. Anyway,
I got one question for you, Pedro. How did he throw in? You said the mother ducker. Emmanuel was great at not saying that on air because. As you know, in everyday conversation, it was all the time. Who did it better, him or Samuel L. Jackson?
We'll call it a draw.
Yeah, okay.
I go
with Emmanuel, man. I go with Emmanuel, but I'm biased.
You know, but here's what he's truly missed. As I said, that tweet, yeah. that tweet that I got 3 days before, that was disturbing. It really was. I mean, I still think about it, and I'm not a Twitter guy. People say, hey, why don't you tweet? Well, that's the reason why I don't tweet.
Well, he respected you, man, and I mean, I never saw you fight, but Emmanuel told me multiple times what a great fighter you were,
he saw me go. I got about 10 seconds left, but he saw me go with Vincent Webb, and Vincent Webb was ranked number 9 in the country. And I gave him hell, and he said to myself, "He said you could be something, but you can't be champion. You don't want to be fighter." I said, "No, I don't want to be fighter if I can't be champion." Gotta run, Richard Sloan. All the best.
Take care, brother. Bye.
You tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running out to file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Tower of Power coming back from the break. Check them out at towerofpower.com. Of course, they've been kicking it since 1960. I'm starting to show my age here. Straight up, you're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the longest running fight show in the street. 38 plus years knocking out all bumps. Speaking of the heavyweight champion, of course, the former heavyweight champion, the retired HBO Godfather. He's on the line from Santa Monica. I'm talking about Mr. Larry Merchant. Godfather, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good for an old guy. How are you?
Yeah, I don't know that pretty good for an old guy. How's the walks going? You still walking down there? Anybody run you over lately?
Not lately. I was on the pier with my granddaughter, whom we raised yesterday. She came in from New York. So, you know, life is as good as it can be for a 90-plus-year-old guy.
You know, I remember we used to talk about this when you were in your 70s and your 80s and your 60s. Mm-hmm. This, we were talking a long time. But I mean, you're 92 years old now. You sound very lucid. And you got the godmama there. You're in Santa Monica, a beautiful place to live. Life must be good, Larry.
I think it is. I mean, it's as good as it gonna get when you get old. And, I'm a pretty happy camper.
Okay.
You get a lot of curveballs when you're old, but I managed to hit a few of them.
Good point. Now, Emanuel Stewart's birthday was July the 7th, of course, and he passed away in 2012. He's gone 11 years now. You know, I don't know, he used to call me at 3 o'clock in the morning from Ukraine and swear at me on the phone, but it wasn't when he would roll, "Mother Ducker, pick up the phone!" And that wasn't the side of Emanuel Stewart that you knew, because you knew the more professional side of Emanuel Stewart, but he used to call me, and we used to go crazy at 4 o'clock in the morning, this on the phone from Ukraine. I miss the Gold Father's calls. I miss him. He was a wonderful man, in and out of boxing.
You are correct, sir. He was a kind of a genius at his chosen profession, and he was a good guy.
Yeah.
Never heard anybody complain about him. While he was revitalizing boxing in Detroit, mm-hmm. Led by Tommy Hearns, he was also driving carloads full of amateurs to tournaments all over the country.
Yeah, he sure was. I remember I remember one time he said to me, he said, "You know, Pedro, I saw you fight Vincent Webb." And I said, "What?" He goes, "Yeah." He goes, "I got the video of you fighting Vincent Webb." I said, "How did you get to?" He goes, "Well, I signed Vincent Webb to a professional contract." He goes, "Yeah." He goes, "The last amateur fight that he won was against you." And I said, yeah? And he goes, you want to turn pro? And I said, no. And he goes, well, I don't think you could ever, he goes, well, I don't think you could ever win a title. He goes, but you could be a good pro. I said, I don't ever want to, listen, I'm not into this to be a participant. I would be in it to be a winner. And I can't, I'm not that good. And he said, you're right.
Well, he was just a wonderful teammate at HBO, a guy who knew more about boxing and was able to communicate what he did without overdoing it, by just taking part in it with the team. And just in the little personal relationships we had, he was just a friend. And I really liked him.
Did Bernard Hopkins went after you, and then Emmanuel went after him, and he called Emmanuel an Uncle Tom. Isn't that the way the story went?
Yeah, that's the way the story went. In the fighter meetings, which we used to have the day before the fights, something came up, and I forget exactly what it was.
Yeah.
But Emmanuel sided with me about some issue, and he called him an Uncle Tom. And that's when I stood up and with Hopkins and we were both standing on opposite sides of a long table and shouting four-letter words at each other. and I told my crew, I'm leaving here right now. And everybody followed me out the door.
Fantastic. Of course, he's been gone now 11 years, colon cancer. This is a good chance to tell everybody out there to go out there and get their colonoscopy. I got my third or the fourth colonoscopy coming up in like 3 or 4 months. But the bottom line is, it's a chore. The prep is terrible. But the bottom line is, when they give you the good news after colonoscopy, it's like winning the lottery.
Yeah, I've been there.
I mean, it just is. I mean, everything's fine, Mr. Man. Oh, thank God. I mean, just like, you know, that's the hidden place. I mean, it's not like, you know, if you had cancer on your arm or in your face or something, you can see it. But if you had cancer down there, you're probably not going to see it.
Right. And I can remember being shown some photos that are about some things that look suspicious, and they removed them and never heard from it again.
Yeah, without a doubt. I had some too. They call them polyps.
Yeah.
They call them polyps. And I remember
by the way, Aretha Franklin,
yeah,
as I recall,
mm-hmm,
sang at the memorial.
Yep.
For him and sang respect and I forget what else. And it was a great occasion.
She made me feel like a star on two occasions. I got to introduce her the second time, and the second time I introduced her, I'd done it the first time. She said, "You know, call me Aretha, Pedro." And I said, "No, okay, Miss Franklin." You know, sort of like Joe DiMaggio when he said, "Hey, just call me Joe." I said, "Okay, Mr. DiMaggio." I can't. There's certain people you just can't call by their first name.
Well, I call Joe. Joe.
Okay. Listen, I'll never forget that day at the racetrack. It was just me and him in the turf club all by ourselves. And he tells me, what do you think? And I just choked. Godfather, I went mute. Absolutely mute.
Well, you were being honest. You didn't know.
I mean, this was the opportunity of a lifetime for me to have a conversation with Joe DiMaggio, and I choked.
Well, he was an awesome personality in his time, and you were not the only one who choked, but when he retired, I had some good conversations with him.
Okay. I got to ask you this. You know, forget HBO boxing just for a second. Push HBO to HBO boxing. Forget, say boxing never even was on HBO. HBO had The Sopranos and things like that. HBO was like, people talked about HBO. People don't talk about HBO anymore at all.
Well, in a way, HBO galvanized the last great epic era of boxing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Seth Abraham, our boss, once told me that over a 10-year period, we had every championship fight above featherweight.
Mm-hmm.
That's an amazing thing they did. And it became a real identity brand for HBO, our boxing. And it was a great thing that I ended my career.
You know, like the Tuesday night fights on USA Cable, that was the highest ranked show on the network, and they had this female CEO come in, and she axed the show. I mean, what's going on here? Think about that. The highest rated show on the network in its history, and they get rid of it because they got a female coming in. She says, I don't like boxing.
Well, and that's what they signed on for.
Holy.
One of the reasons that we were so successful is that our bosses loved boxing.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a personal element in this. Assuming that if they love boxing, there are a lot of people out there who love boxing. And at that time, there were. And they sold a lot of subscriptions. I almost said prescriptions.
Yeah. Hey, well, no. prescriptions are happiest. I will say
because
this, though, and I said this before, I'm repeating myself, but Seth Abraham, he touched people without touching them. You know what I mean by that?
Yep. He wasn't trying to touch them, but he touched them because he always, or virtually always, did the right thing.
I mean,
if there was a choice to be had, he figured out what the right thing to do was.
He was just amazing. My relationship with him, I was sort of scared of him because he was the boss. You know what I'm saying? He was the boss. He was the guy writing the checks, and HBO was sponsoring my show at that point in time, so I was getting a few bucks out of this, but he was the one making sure those checks flowed.
Uh-huh. Well, it's another thing I didn't know.
Yeah, okay. I thought you knew that.
No, I didn't.
Yeah,
he and I talk about once a week.
Okay, well, let me tell you, him and Lou DeBella had me set up at $2,000. Every time am I going to say this? Yeah, I am. Every time HBO threw a show, I got $2,000.
Really?
Yep.
Great.
And
good
that was
you.
That was until they had the budget cut, and once Uncle Seth went, things sort of went with it. Then they tried to cut me back to nickels and dimes. I said, I'm out of here, and I left.
Yeah. Well, that's what happened to me as well.
All right. So you talk to Uncle Seth once a week?
Yeah, about once a week.
So what is he? Is he in New York still?
He's in New York. He spends his summers on a farm in Westchester, which is just above New York. And he has grandchildren. And we talk about what's going on in the big city and so forth. And we have nice conversations.
Okay, I told you before I'm not too fluent in Yiddish, so when he called me a mensch that time in New York City, I was freaking out. And he was smiling when he said this, so I didn't know whether this was like a good thing or a bad thing, and I was like, So I went and found somebody. He told me, man, a mensch is really cool. So like, you're a noble person, this and that. I said, really? He goes, yeah. So, yeah, he called me a mensch, and I was like paranoid for a couple minutes there. I didn't know what it meant.
Well,
He was a wonderful man, without a doubt, though. He was. So why can't you get him to come on with me? Ask him if he wants to, if he can come on and spend a few minutes with me sometime.
I don't know. I've never asked him. You've never asked me. I don't know what his schedules are like and so forth.
Well, I'm not asking you.
He usually spends his weekends out in the country someplace with his children and grandchildren.
Well, I'm not asking you like to shake him down for an appearance or anything like that. Just ask him if he'd like to spend some time with Pedro. His minch. That's what I'll never forget. Godfather, I thought it was a curse. I mean, I'm telling you, when I just did, I was running around this Madison Square Garden, the arena, saying, oh my God, the guy called me, what's a minch? And the people I was talking to, they didn't know what a minch was because they weren't Yiddish, they had no Jewish background.
Well, it's more or less one of those words from various cultures that has seeped into the American culture.
Well, I tell you what, you're been a great big part of American culture as far as the fight's concerned, of course. You have 1978, you signed on with HBO, and Godfather, what, you rolled into 2012 with them?
Sounds about right.
Yeah, that's a hell of a run.
35 years or so.
That's a hell of a run. Anyway, kiss the god, Mama. We'll talk soon. Ask Uncle Stephanie. We'll come on with me.
Well, Pedro, you're having a hell of a run, as Pedro.
Listen, and I couldn't have it without your friendship. I love you.
Thanks. Bye.
Mwah. See that? Me and Larry Merch, a little mushy there on the air. Straight up, this is Ring Talk.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long-distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
A long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. Sing along if you know the words. And I knew if I had no
That's chance, the last chance he's done anything significant in my mind. He did a good job singing the song, but Tyson Fury has failed as the world heavyweight champion, of course. Going to fight any hobo he can meet, doesn't want to fight the real deal. Let's talk about real deals. Marquis Taylor, a 6-1 underdog, 14-1 with only one knockout. A 6-1 underdog came in last night and beat Yoel Gomez. Gomez came in undefeated 6-0, a novice, but he had a big stellar amateur career. So that is the upset of the weekend without a doubt. So Marquis Taylor, he is our MVP. As far as the fights were concerned, Luis Neira, you got to look at Luis Neira at 122 pounds, maybe at 126 as well. But he looks like he is the real deal. He can crack. I mean, mean, that one loss, I think he can avenge that one loss. And at the end of the day, I think Lewis Nery might be the best at 122. Or will we find out with Noah Inouye, of course, and Stephen Fulton? That's going to happen in a couple of weeks, of course. I think it's the 22nd going down in Japan. And when this fight goes down in Japan, it'll go down here at like a 4 o'clock in the morning. So it's like you got to get up at 4 a.m. to watch this one. I think this would be worth getting up for. I mean, if you're a fight fan, this will be worth getting up for. Get some popcorn. I'm serious. Have a good time. Get up 4 o'clock in the morning, watch fights. I used to do it all the time when I was hot. I mean, when I was like a boxing freak, I watched fights on the computer. That's what it was called. It wasn't called the internet back then. It was called the computer. We used to watch fights on the computer and watch fights on VHS tapes. I was a boxing junkie without a doubt. And a lot of that has to do with the fact that I was a big fan of the Kronk Gym. I mean, the Kronk Gym. When I was an amateur, we heard knew the Kronk Gym. Of course, Manny Stewart ran the Kronk Gym. May he rest in peace. Now, 11 years passing, his birthday was July the 7th. I think he would have been 78 years old. So I really miss him. He was a good man to me. I mean, he had his flaws. He wasn't perfect. He couldn't run for mayor because too many girls and like to gamble. I mean, that was the thing that sort of kept him out of the mayor's race. But I think he could have won. He was eloquent enough to be a politician. He could play both sides of the coin. Yeah, I mean, the obvious thing there when he told, you know, he told Bernard Hopkins off, basically, man, you can go stuff it with Larry Merchant. And guess what? He was a man of his word. If he said it, he meant it. Straight up, may he rest in peace, the great Emmanuel Stewart. I want to thank Larry Merchant. I want to thank Johnny Signorella, my main man, of course. I want to thank Richard Sloan. I want to thank Jesse James Leal. Happy birthday to him. But most importantly, I want to thank the impeccable one, Bailey Peck. He came in here. He's just kicking ass today. He's undefeated as my producer. I love him so much. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide on WBC-TV. Straight up, the longest-running fight show industry. Tune in next week, Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time. Ring Talk.